Gracias.
Thank you very much, President. First of all, we wish to commend you for your leadership and for the very hard work that you and your team, together with the Secretariat, have undertaken during this presidency, both in the formal and the informal sessions. But there's also been the work done in silence, which has been just as commendable. We have a constructive and positive spirit, just as we did during the March meeting. And we saw very positive input and hope that this will result in a final document which will allow us to formally begin negotiations. We believe that the proposed report, which you have submitted to us, is a good basis for this. We endorse the joint statement read out by Costa Rica on behalf of the Latin American Caribbean countries. Just like other Latin American countries, my delegation wishes to make a short additional statement in its national capacity. President, as has been said on many occasions by experts and countries, including my own, the potential of laws poses quite a number of challenges, practical, legal, and ethical, for the protection of civilians and all those who don't participate in hostilities, but are involved in armed conflict or situations of violence. Everything that we have done is so far reflected in the heading of the guiding principles. From the perspective of international humanitarian law, we must focus on the central role of human intervention for the development of normative principles for precaution and for use. What is also essential is to remember that this is not the only relevant legal framework. We must recognize the importance of general law, such as the UN Charter and international human rights law, amongst others. We have to have a broader scope, bearing in mind the mandate of the CCW. So ethics becomes a fundamental issue. Understanding the important humanitarian and social consequences. This is a focus which includes, but isn't limited to, the Martin's Clause. From an ethical perspective, these systems can make it much easier to use force, because they considerably reduce risk for those who own these systems. If we consider a global security perspective, then the CCW also has as an aim to prevent an arms race and to bring about a global detente. In our work, we must ensure that rules which prevent the use of force, which regulate it, and which establish these responsibilities are applicable to all states and to all actors, regardless of whether we have a legally binding instrument which governs the ways in which states will have to tackle this issue. In this respect, my delegation would be concerned if in our discussions we would accept the lowest possible standards, which would be contrary to those guides which we are bound by today. We must focus, on the other hand, to bring about a legally binding instrument which establishes clear regulations and prohibitions, which are central to the question of autonomy. President, the real experience has shown that our efforts to regulate must occur now, or the time for doing so will be behind us. The time is appropriate to work constructively with you. If we really don't make progress to bring about change, we will simply be left behind if we consider the development of weapons which can destabilize the international community and which can prevent any compliance with rules and could lead to violations of international humanitarian law and international law in general. Thank you very much, President.